So the invitation will go out, after all, to the Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland football teams to attend a civic reception at Belfast City Hall. The move to celebrate both sides' qualification to the Euros was rubber-stamped by Belfast City Council last night after what it has to be said was a pretty heated debate in the chamber. There have been warnings as well that the move could spark street protests. Unionists objected last night, saying the council had already held a civic reception for the Northern Ireland team back in November, and their amendment to expand the invite to other UK teams was defeated. Sinn Féin councillor Niall O'Donoghue is with us this morning, as is the DUP's Brian Kingston. We're going to be hearing shortly as well from the SDLP and the Ulster Unionist Party. But first of all, to you, Brian, what's the big deal in this one for you? Why were you so opposed to it?
Well, I have to say, this whole escapade has been an unwelcome, unnecessary and unhelpful distraction for both Belfast City Council and for football. And it's been played out far too much in the media. It takes away from the positive work that we are doing on in the council. We did have a very successful reception for the Northern Ireland team back in November, and that was organised after their tremendous achievement in qualifying for the European Championships. And the entire squad, the manager and coaches and the IFA management, attended that and very much appreciated it. It was the first time in decades they'd been invited for a civic reception at City Hall, and that was right that that was held. And only 2 weeks after that, the SDLP sent a motion to the media, and the other party group leaders only heard about this through the media, saying that they wanted to hold another reception for the Republic of Ireland, who had then qualified, and Northern Ireland. And this just makes us look very disorganised when we've already had a successful reception. Mm-hmm. To send out another invitation within a few weeks. I just don't think it will be practical either. When the teams get back together in March, they'll be very much focused on the tournament coming mm-hmm. up. They'll only have a week together at the end of March when the next international break is, and then they'll be getting together a few weeks before the tournament.
And so,
I don't think the managers won't be distracted by civic invitations. That remains to be seen,
Brian. But you don't see how this is a pretty unique event, is it, that the two sides on the one island are going to be taking part in the same competition in France? You don't see that as a big deal?
Well, I propose that we should write to all four football associations in the British Isles, England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, congratulating them on their success in qualifying and wishing them well. The Ulster Unionist Party then put in another amendment saying that we should invite all four associations to be represented at a civic reception. We appreciate we're not going to get the entire squads, but we could ask representatives from all four associations to attend a civic reception at which we could wish them well. Mm-hmm. There is friendly rivalry in football, especially between near neighbours. But at an official level and a civic level, we wish all four teams well in the tournament.
Let me ask Niall this question first of all. I'll come back to you in a second, Brian. Why the need for a reception then, Niall? Because as Brian suggested there, they could acknowledge the achievement in other ways.
Morning, Enda. Yeah, well, I suppose it's not unusual for Belfast City Council to acknowledge the achievements of our sporting teams and our sporting heroes in a civic way. We actually do it quite frequently, and we have the support of the vast bulk of Belfast citizens when we do that, because we invest quite a lot in sport, and we recognise the benefits that sport brings to our citizens and brings to our society. So this is really just continuing on in that vein. The reality is that the vast bulk of people in the city don't support England or Wales. They support either Ireland, Northern Ireland, both teams, or neither teams. Mm-hmm. So it's not, as I say, it's not particularly strange, you know, and Brian's almost dressing it up with all this kind of excuse about having had a reception previously and will we get the teams coming. Mm-hmm. The reality is we don't know, but it's only right and fitting that we acknowledge that the teams have made this achievement and that there are people in the city who support them and want to see them do well.
But has this not, in a sense, backfired, Niall? Because here we have both soccer teams in a place really where they don't want to be, at the centre of a political row in Belfast.
Well, to be fair, I haven't heard any comment from the soccer teams. Everyone's presuming that that's how the soccer teams feel. I would have thought in the first instance that they would have been happy that the City of Belfast, and indeed now the City of Dublin too, who have voted to host both of the teams, would be getting behind them and wishing them well for the summer months. So I think that's the spirit in which the motion was brought forward. That's the spirit in which we want to host the civic reception and the civic events for the teams and the officials and the players and the management. So that's the spirit in which this was offered. It's just a pity that it has been threatened with protest, that has been tried to be kind of obstructed in terms of other invitations and people disregarding the notion that you could have the Ireland squad in Belfast City Hall. I mean, Brian makes the point that the teams will be preparing for the summer, and he's right. I certainly don't want to take away from their preparation and for getting ready for what's going to be a very, very challenging, but hopefully very, very enjoyable tournament. But if we can't do it this state of the tournament, then there's nothing stopping us from doing it afterwards.
What about those protests, Brian, that Niall referred to there in the papers yesterday, of course, discussion about the possibility of street protests if this joint reception was to go ahead? What are your thoughts on that? Are you in any way concerned at that prospect?
Well, I would have to say I do not think there will be protests. I would not support any protest. I would not support anybody protesting at City Hall on a football matter. I don't believe it would materialise. I'm told there was literally a handful, three or four people turned up last night and then discovered there was nobody else there. Mm-hmm. So
your council colleague, though, Billy Hutchinson, has...
totally unwelcome. Yeah. I mean, no true Northern Ireland fan would turn up to protest.
But the fact that the fact that
be intended by Northern Ireland,
it is out there though, because Billy Hutchinson has flagged this up as a possibility in the newspapers yesterday.
He's expressed a concern, and Billy will speak for himself on that. He's expressed a concern about a particular player, and he will. But I make adamant. I mean, the DUP would not support any protest at City Hall on a football matter.
What about
there's a civic reception held? Yeah. Nobody should be protesting. I think that is a distraction. That is not what the issue is. The issue is that we had a very successful reception. And I think the motivation behind the proposal that was brought from the SDLP, I think it was political. I think it has caused this unnecessary and unhelpful disagreement, which has been played out in the media.
Let's hear it.
You've made his proposal to the media before.
Okay, you've made that point already, and I'm going to allow Declan Boyle, who also joins us this morning, to respond to that. Councillor Boyle, go ahead. You've been accused of making this up, playing it up in the press before actually taking it before your council colleagues.
Well, I've heard that from Brian, and I heard it last night again from Brian. The reality is achievement and sport should be recognised. And that's what we're trying to do. Last year, we put a motion through to invite the Irish rugby team up. It took all of 10 seconds. Why is it that when we get to football, the world's going to end? This is outrageous. And what we should be going for now is that the time frame which they have to prepare for the matches, a friendly match between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland would be ideal. I heard that question put to the managers not so long ago, and they didn't rule it out. That would be a positive message.
Yeah, but you're around long enough to know, Declan, that this was going to be contentious whenever you brought it before the council.
Why should it be contentious? It's contentious because people want it to be contentious. If people were sitting by and saying, yes, we recognise the uniqueness of this, we recognise that the two managers are reared an hour's drive away. The two managers played for Northern Ireland. In fact, one of them captained Northern Ireland. And we're turning around saying, we don't want him and his team in here. That's not the message. The message ought to be positive. It's respecting their achievement, and that's what it should be recognised.
That said, and we've heard this talk already in the papers about possible protest, isn't there a real danger here, though, that if this goes ahead, if there's this joint reception, if there's protesters outside, that that's what will grab all the headlines, and here we'll have negative publicity around the partition of both sides in the competition?
I think we've moved on considerably, and I would like to see that we move on even more. But the point being is that it's a game of football, if there was to be a friendly. Leaving that aside, it's acknowledgement of achievements. This has never happened before. It may never happen again. And we ought to acknowledge it and respect it for what it is.
Councillor Jim Rogers also with us this morning. Councillor Rogers, what about the fact that we have some people from Northern Ireland playing for the Republic? We have James McLean, we have Darren Gibson, we also have, of course, Martin O'Neill managing the Republic of Ireland soccer team. So there is much for people on this side of the border to celebrate.
Hi, good morning, Enda, and good morning now, Brian,
good morning, Jim.
Declan.
Good morning.
Yes, now, I don't want to get into personalities, but what you have to remember, up until Martin O'Neill took over and made this point last evening in the council chamber, we had many of the previous managers actually stealing our players who, in many cases, played for the under-15s, the under-16s, and under-17s, and under-18s, and so on. And there's still a few of the players playing for the Republic of Ireland. Now, that soured relationships between the Football Association of Ireland and the Irish Football Association.
As it is their right, though, to decide who they want to play for.
Absolutely. And I'm not denying them that right. But why should we just be inviting the Republic of Ireland? That's why I made a further amendment, because I believe in trying to get inclusivity. And the Alliance Party, who are always preaching this, it was quite interesting that they ignored it last night. They were more interested going down the All-Ireland route than what they were including all of the teams in the British Isles, as my proposal meant.
Yeah, and it was defeated.
Absolutely, and I'm a Democrat, and I accept that. I cannot say that Declan, with the greatest respect to Declan, unlike Niall Brown and I, he's only new to the council, and I think he definitely should have sounded out those of us in the various political parties to find out our views. And if that had been the case, he would have found at a very early stage that we would not support just inviting one country in the British Isles. And Belfast City Council, there's a lot of good work going on. Don't let us lose sight of it.
I'll let you make that point in a moment.
This is a disagreement. Yes. It's not a row. It's a disagreement. Yeah. We will get over it. But again, it would be much better inviting the four countries who qualified for Europe this year.
So there you have it, Declan. You're a bit wet behind the ears when it comes to council business, as Jim Rogers is suggesting there. And perhaps if you'd gone about things differently, we wouldn't be in this mess this morning.
Well, I recognise Alderman Rogers is an old hand. I recognise that. But he's sent out mixed messages. One minute he's talking about somebody stealing somebody. The fact is, they choice. They go to play for whoever they wish to play for. But if that was the case, and Jim's proposal was to have been carried last night, the very players which he's talking about and complaining about, and the very team which he's complaining about, would have been invited and would have been okay. So you can't have it both ways. Either it's a yes or a no. Because he wanted to invite other teams, then these controversial players that he talks about would have been quite okay. What is he talking? What message is he trying to send out? Is it A or B?
Jim?
Well, I've made the point, the Irish Football Association have voiced their concerns over the last few years. It's still not resolved, that issue. What I was trying to say last night, yes, we recognise the brilliant achievements of all four countries in the British Isles, and let us invite all of them. And we can't forget. I would ask even at this late stage that something could be retrieved from this situation. But as Brian has already pointed out, the likelihood of even getting Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland together are not good, simply because the managers now are well advanced in their planning. They don't want anyone to upset their plans. And for them to take time out, even for a couple of hours, may prove to be difficult.
Is there a possibility that you could be snubbed by both teams? Is that what you're suggesting, Jim, that they may just say, no, we don't have the time?
I wouldn't say snubbed. It could simply be a response saying, sorry, we can't fit it into our busy programme. Niall made a point, and I've been saying this also for some weeks, perhaps we should have held off and waited till the tournament was finished. Now, I know that players will be going off on holidays, but I'm sure we could have maybe got them before the season got underway again at the beginning of August.
Brian, can I ask you a question just out of interest? If this reception does go ahead, will you be there?
Well, we'll see what transpires and what shapes up. I mean, like Jim, I wanted to be more inclusive, to include all four teams in the British Isles. I propose that we should be writing to all four associations expressing our congratulations. Jim then proposed that was defeated by the Nationalist parties and by Alliance. Mm-hmm. And then when Jim's proposal to invite all four associations was put forward, that was defeated by the same parties. But
so you're not saying whether you would go along or not, though, are you?
If a civic reception is held, you know, including the Northern Ireland team, I certainly wouldn't be snubbing that. You know, it would not be my intention to snub any civic reception.
What about you, Jim? Will you be going along if it goes ahead?
Absolutely. I and my party will not be snubbing any country. We want to be fine ambassadors for our great city of Belfast and Northern Ireland as a whole.
And will you be happy to shake the hands of those people who you've accused this morning of stealing your players?
Yes, I will shake hands with anybody. We're talking here about sport, and all of us have our disagreements in various things, and people are entitled to their views, and I respect people's views. I don't have to agree with them, but I will not be turning my nose up or walking past somebody and making a rude remark. I don't believe in operating like that.
Niall, is there a possibility here, as Jim has suggested, as Brian has suggested, that there is just too much going on at the moment in terms of preparation for both of these teams, and they just simply won't have the time to travel to Belfast for this reception?
Of course, that may be the case this side of the tournament, but as Jim says, there's absolutely nothing stopping us from recognising. This motion is about recognising the achievement of qualifying for the Euros in this unique way. So whether that happens this side of the Euros or after it really is immaterial. The key thing is now that as a city, at least some of us have had the maturity to acknowledge the fact that there are people in the city who support the Ireland team in its entirety. There are people who support Northern Ireland, and there are people who support neither team. So that's fair enough. I suppose in the broader issue, while the motion was brought forward, just like Daglan mentioned, the rugby team, teams, the men and the women, were invited to City Hall, and there wasn't a raised voice in relation to that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, not too many councillors weighed in for the event, nevertheless, but there wasn't the same kind of controversy at all.
Okay, let's hear what listeners make of all of this. The telephone number 030 30 80 55 55. Stephen from Antrim, you're up first this morning. What do you think then of this decision last night by Belfast City Council?
Well, good morning, Enda. I think important to realise that games like soccer and rugby are the modern equivalent to replace tribal warfare. They are essentially a technique used to prevent people taking lumps out of each other and killing each other. The fact that Northern Ireland and the Republic have qualified is to be celebrated, but I think it's unlikely, since they're in different groups, that they're going to end up playing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no doubt that this is election season. And the motivation, I think, behind all of this has got to be political. Jim Rogers is the perfect example. Jim's a director of Glentoran Football Club.
Excuse me, I'm no longer a director of Glentoran Football Club.
Well,
I'm a shareholder.
You've had a lengthy association with
Absolutely.
That, Jim, and you have, therefore, as a politician, you have a competition of interest.
No, I most certainly haven't. I will help any sports organisation, be it football, rugby, Gaelic, cricket, bowls, golf or whatever, and my record shows that.
Okay, let me finish his point.
Jim, then, are you going to support the Republic of Ireland should they end up playing against Northern Ireland?
No, I'll be supporting Northern Ireland, but I'll also be supporting England, Wales and the Republic of Ireland whenever they're playing.
So you're a man of a quality of outcome then, rather than a quality of opportunity?
Yeah.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'll be backing and supporting all four teams who have qualified from the British Isles.
So which tribe do you belong to then?
Well, Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, first of all, because I was born in Belfast. I'm proud of Belfast and Northern Ireland. I love my city. I love my country.
Yeah. You don't expect them, Stephen, to support Northern Ireland over Republic of Ireland, do you, if they played in the same match?
It points out the illogicality of these types of events. When you start proposing that everyone is equal, that everyone should be celebrated,
mm-hmm.
it gets away from differentiation. And Jim was very quick, as I would have expected him to support and be a diehard Northern Ireland fan. But the idea that you should celebrate everyone's accomplishments, well, why not propose that Belfast City Council host every qualifier, you know, rather than just the very obvious political agenda, which is that we want to promote, if you like, a unity with soccer here.
I actually think, and it's much more simpler than that. I mean, the reality is, and I know the reasons why Jim made the proposal about England and Wales, but there isn't a huge bulk of rate-paying Belfast citizens who support the England and Wales national soccer side. The reality is that people in Belfast many of them view themselves as Irish, and they look upon themselves, and they are Irish in the national context.
Well,
they're people who support Northern Ireland. So this is about maturely, in 2016, reflecting the different dynamics and the different allegiances that exist in
the
city.
Well, speaking of ratepayers and what all of this might cost, let's hear from Lawrence, who's in Saintfield this morning. That's a concern for you, Lawrence, is it?
I would like to know why are the spending money, which will be quite a bit of money, I would think, on a reception for a tournament. They've only qualified for the tournament. And yet, well, Jonathan Ray has won a world championship, and there's no mention of him even shaking his hand. Football is just dominating everything, and there's more supporters for other sports than what there is in football.
Well, we've
and they're turning around, and
we've had loads of
thousands probably, and bringing all these guys to Belfast. And what benefit will the city get out of it?
Out of interest, Brian, what roughly will a reception cost?
Pardon?
I want to ask Brian that question. What roughly will this cost if it goes ahead, Brian?
Well, I don't have figures for that. I know at one stage the SDLP Declan Boy wanted to hold a civic dinner, which can cost tens of thousands, you know, 30,000, 40,000. For a formal dinner with all the trappings. And that was downgraded to a civic reception. But still, there can be considerable expense. It's not just the expense, it's also just the prestige that people make arrangements, you know, and it takes time to organise a civic reception. So, I mean, Belfast is the capital of Northern Ireland, and we have held an event honouring and congratulating the Northern Ireland football team.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense to then, within a few weeks, let's have another one.
Yeah. Okay, and I want to hear from
just one other team.
I want to hear from Chris in Belfast because he is not best pleased on hearing this debate this morning. Chris, good morning to you.
Hello, Enda. How are you?
I'm good. And judging by your texture, I'm in probably better form than you are this morning.
Well, do you know something? Honestly, I can't believe the behaviour of these politicians. It's the same old story time after time. All they seem to want to do is to give each other a bloody nose at every opportunity. And they're trying to do it this time under the banner of sporting. And they are the very ones that would tell you that sport and politics shouldn't be mixed. I think it's about time. If it took a bit more time to try and encourage both sides of the community in Northern Ireland to support the Northern Ireland team, and it might be a bit more productive.
So do you think, Chris, there should be a joint reception or not?
No, I don't think there should.
Why not?
I don't think there should. Well,
Chris wants to conform to Northern Ireland. That's what Chris wants by the sounds of it.
No, let Chris finish his point.
Right, okay. Well, perhaps, and if I give you just a very, very brief and short discussion.
It needs to be brief because the quality of the line isn't good.
Okay, right. And I'm a Catholic, and I am a passionate Celtic fan, but I'm also a passionate Northern Ireland fan. And in June this year, myself and my very good friend Trevor, who's a Protestant, are going to France for the whole month of June, and we're going to try and get to every Northern Ireland game if we can, and if we can get to Republic of Ireland games as well, then we will. But our priority is Northern Ireland games. And football is about supporting the team that of the country that you come from. And I've nothing against the Republic of Ireland. Well done them on qualifying. But the fact that politicians are just using this opportunity to have a go at each other and actually creating further division within our community is an absolute...
Okay, Chris, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Charlie from Corridor is also with us this morning. Charlie, where do you stand on this one?
I think it's politics, and the politicians should just stay out of the game. There's an election not far off, and that's all what this is about. But, I mean, it's nice of the SDLP to extend an invitation to the second-best team in Ireland up for a bit of dinner. Well done, Republic, and getting through. But I don't think they should go ahead. They should just back off, leave it alone, and go and do something else, leave football and sport in general alone.
Well, the dinner, we're being told now, is actually off the menu. It's going to be light bites by the sound of things. Lee, what do you think?
I just find it embarrassing. You know, the way the health service is, the way the schools are, but yet our politicians and councillors are arguing about two local football teams doing so well, getting them down to have a reception for them just to congratulate them for doing so good. I mean, my kids were being brought up away from all this bitterness and all, but there's a lot of it happening still.
Well, some politicians are arguing against it. Some are actually for doing it. Some are actually trying to advance a positive expression here that says, look, we have two teams in the city. We have two teams supported by the vast bulk of citizens of Belfast. Let's bring them in. Let's acknowledge their achievements. Let's give them a pat on the back and let's wish them well. It isn't unusual for Belfast City Council to recognise sport and achievement in the city. That's not bad. That's not wrong. That shouldn't be frowned upon. And okay. Neither should it be political. But on one hand, people are telling us, like your caller Chris there, Enda, who told us that we shouldn't be political about this stuff, but then proceeded to tell us all how we should be supporting a particular team.
Yes.
Chris won't tell me which team to support. I'll make my own mind up on that.
Interestingly,
as well, in
Chris supports Celtic. He's a Catholic and also supports Northern Ireland. Lee, what do you make there of what Niall had to say?
I find that the mere fact we're arguing about football, two football teams at all.
Some of us are arguing.
Let Lee finish his point.
Yeah. Some of us are arguing. The mere fact there is arguments happening about it.
It's sad
that we're arguing about football. Politics shouldn't be brought into football whatsoever.
Okay.
There's more politics than sport sometimes than what there is in our political parties, not just in Northern Ireland, but Republic of Ireland and throughout England, Scotland, Wales, because I've been involved in both and I know what I'm talking about.
Jim, I'm sure, sorry, Enda, just to be very, very brief, I'm sure all my council colleagues will agree with me on this, that when the motion was up for discussion last night, our press desks were absolutely rammed full of journalists. And then when this motion was finished,
they all left, except a couple of other issues
of investment, of regeneration in the city were being discussed. Yeah.
Before we blow the final whistle on this one, gentlemen, I want to hear from William, and then I'm going to give a final word then to Declan and as well to Brian this morning. Go ahead, William.
Good morning, Enda. Thanks for having me on here. I think if these guys were true football fans, I'm supposedly from a football unionist background, but if you watched the football and if you were interested in the football at all, you would have known so that the Republic of Ireland and even Scotland had a chance to actually qualify, which would have meant all of the provinces, so-called, would have been in that European Championship. The fact was that within a couple of weeks, Republic of Ireland had qualified. It was a big, big chance for them, and they did very, very well to do so. Now, I have no problem fighting, the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, either to Dublin and Belfast, whatever. It makes no difference to me because they both... But the council should have waited. To me, this was a bit of politicking and people trying to get a one-upmanship on the other. And they should have waited until that particular tournament had finished, those qualifying rounds finished, to know who was qualified in the first place. Then they could have put out their invitations.
OK, you've jumped the gun, Brian, on this one.
Well, I agree entirely with that last caller. It is clear from the comments made this morning and last night that there was a political motivation to this proposal coming so soon after we'd had a successful reception for the Northern Ireland team. And I say again, this is a very unwelcome and unhelpful distraction, both for the City Council and for the football. I'm sure most listeners are bored with this issue by now.
Okay.
And want us to get on with more important work that we should be doing. You know, this is just totally unwelcome and unnecessary.
Going to leave the last word this morning with the man who started the ball rolling, Declan Boyle.
I think it was Alderman Rogers proposed for the Northern Ireland reception. I outflanked the Alliance, Mervyn Jones. Mervyn had a proposal then. But if they did wait another 2 weeks until the Republic qualified, then they could have sent out the invitations to two teams. The fact is, I think they thought that the Republic wouldn't have qualified. They were probably hoping that they weren't to do
this. It was actually nearly 6 weeks between the two teams qualifying. It wasn't just 2 weeks.
Just let him finish his point. Declan gets the last word on this one.
Can I say I wasn't trying to outflank anybody, and I would ask Declan to withdraw the last comment.
You had your comment, thanks.
No, sorry, this is my...
A
couple of words, Declan, finishing up.
I would love to finish up by seeing a friendly between the Republic and the North in March time or April, whatever it would be, and I think that would send out the positive message that we have moved on and that sport is the winner. It's very important to see sport as the winner. As I said, last year, the rugby teams were invited and there wasn't a blip about it.
Yep.
Why is it that some politicians want to be argumentative...
Yep. And just to be clear, Jim has denied that allegation you've just made as well. Gentlemen, there we'll have to leave it.